Is plant-based eating only about recipes and making plant-based meals? Or is there something more to it? Yes, there definitely is. If you want to be able to make this lifestyle change successfully and stay consistent in it for long enough to reach your health and weight goals. Then, once you reach those goals, you'll want to be able to maintain your health and goal weight to keep those pounds off for good, as many of my clients have done. So what are the other critical pieces to the plant-based diet success puzzle? One of these is having the right plant-powered mindset. And this involves prioritizing and cultivating our personal self-care. Yet, self-care is something that gets pushed down so easily to the bottom of the to-do list and is often the last thing on our mind in the midst of other competing life demands. No wonder our bodies and minds suffer as a result. That's why today I have brought on Kate Galley, a vegan health coach, to share pro tips on how to put more self-care into your busy life so you can truly build better health and a better life eating plant-based. Join me on the inside for this guest expert interview. Welcome to the Plant-Based Eating Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Anna Zinn, plant-based registered dietitian and transition coach. Hi, friend. Do you want to regain your health with plant-based eating but feel overwhelmed and lost about how to do it? Do you feel it'll be hard to change your meat-heavy diet and impossible with working, running the home, or chasing after the grandkids? If so, you're in the right place. Here you'll find simple strategies, clear nutrition guidance, and practical tips to help you thrive plant-powered with more energy. So if you're ready to ditch the guesswork and transform your health the stress-free way, cozy up now with a hot cup of tea or listen while you walk, and let me show you how doable plant-based eating can be. Let's do this. Hi, friend. Welcome to this episode. It's always a pleasure to bring on a guest to the Plant-Based Eating Made Easy podcast, and today I'm thrilled to talk with Kate Galley. She's a vegan health coach, author, and host of the Healthification podcast, which has over 800 episodes. Kate is qualified as a master personal trainer, life coach, and a neuro-linguistic programming or NLP practitioner. Hello, Kate. Welcome to this podcast. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Hello, Anna. It is such a pleasure to be here with you today.
Could you just share a little bit about your story and what ignited your passion for what you do now?
Absolutely. I would love to. As you shared, I'm a health coach and currently based here in Sydney, Australia. And my approach to health and fitness and everything pretty much is very plant-based and vegan. And to go way, way back, I was that typical little animal-loving girl who still ate animals. And I didn't really understand, as most of us didn't. And it wasn't till I was 16 that I became vegetarian because I didn't want any animals to die for my food choices. And then travel forward, I guess a decade plus into my journey, I became a personal trainer because I had been a debilitatingly shy child and teenager. And I saw the gym specifically as a way to transform not only my body, but also my confidence. And that is something I love about the industry that I've now worked in for 18 years. Just the ability to absolutely transform not only the way that you look, but also the way that you feel on the inside. I guess fast forward about a decade as a vegetarian personal trainer, practicing and promoting, I guess, high protein, low carbohydrate approach to eating. At that point in time, and this is 8 years ago now, I watched the documentary Cowspiracy. I realized I'd been lied to. I realized all of us have been lied to, and that animals were still suffering for my food choices as a vegetarian. And at that point, I became vegan basically overnight. And as I'm sure we'll get into, Anna, it was a lot easier than I had expected. And the benefits have been absolutely amazing.
Wow, thank you for sharing this about your background and how you came to be doing what you do today. I think your story just brings home to me how we are all unique and we can come to plant-based eating or a vegan lifestyle for very different reasons. But these reasons can all be very powerful motivators. As in your case, your passion for being on a vegan diet comes from a strong compassion for animals and animal welfare, along with, I'm sure, also about the environment, safeguarding the environment. I definitely agree that animal welfare and taking care of our environment is important for future generations. But personally, for me, myself, my personal biggest driver for moving to plant-based eating in the first place was to optimize my family's health and reduce the risk of chronic disease, because I saw so much of it happening all around me in my friends and family members. But I think no matter what our reasons are for being in this lifestyle, both of us share the same passion for living a vegan or plant-based lifestyle and of helping others live stronger, healthier, and happier lives. I think we're both also deeply aware of the importance of having the right mindset, a positive plant-powered one, when it comes to really living and succeeding in a plant-based diet or vegan lifestyle. Do you agree with this? How important do you think mindset is when it comes to eating this way?
Mindset is absolutely everything, Anna, and it is my passion so far as what I do. I really love to help people create the most effective mindset that makes their best eating and exercising actions both simple and also sustainable. Because for, as you said, for whatever reason we are making this huge lifestyle change, whether it's for our health and the health of everyone we love, whether it's for the environment, whether it's for the animals, as time goes on, it's probably going to be for all those reasons and any and many more. Whatever the reason, there will be struggle street times. It is not going to be easy all the way. And mindset is what's going to drag and pull you through and make it fun and sustainable rather than a constant struggle.
I definitely agree with you there. I always tell my clients, sometimes when you think about your progress in plant-based eating, it's a journey, right? You're not expected to get there overnight, to have it all down and to know everything there is to know about plant-based eating. But it's definitely more of a journey. You're steadily moving forward, becoming more confident in plant-powered eating, and also, you know, seeing the health changes that you want in your body as well. So I agree with you that having a plant-powered mindset is so important if you want to succeed eating this new way. And it's actually one of the four core pillars I focus on in my Plant Nourished Transition Success Method, which I use to help clients and students make that smooth transition and to stay thriving in this new way. I think the way we care for our minds and take care of our mindset and the way that we care for our bodies are both important. They're both aspects of nurturing our bodies and moving us to the best health possible. And I want our listeners today to be empowered to build better self-care for themselves in both areas. I think you would agree that self-care is vitally important. And I think you even have an 8-step self-care acronym on this. Could you go into a bit more detail about what these 8 steps are?
I can indeed, Anna. I guess I developed this self-care acronym after hundreds of conversations with other animal rights activists and even just busy professionals looking to adopt a more plant-based lifestyle. And I realized that self-care is something that, you know, we can absolutely neglect to our detriment. So to make it a little bit fun, and because I love an acronym, I have this 8-step acronym. And the S for self-care is all about self-talk. Obviously, you are the person that you spend the most time with, and our unconscious mind is always listening to our internal dialogue. And so absolutely, we want that dialogue to be supportive and to our advantage. And so step one is just that bit by bit conscious focus on being kinder to yourself in the way that you talk to yourself. And if that doesn't come naturally, perhaps think of a loved one or a dear friend or even a dear client, and think of the way that you would talk to them and turn that type of talk on yourself. So step number 2 is to elicit your values and beliefs and to use them as a daily filter for your decision making. So this is a huge impactful step, and your values and beliefs are those states that you're most drawn to and hold to be very true. So basically, to give you an example, a couple of my values are freedom and integrity. And once you elicit your values, you'll be able to use them as a filter when you're deciding how to treat yourself and how to treat others. It's a huge step. However, as I said, super impactful. To move on to step three, the L is to lock and load the big rocks that keep you happy and healthy. So this is going to be different for everyone. However, it's things like meditation, sleep, exercise, meal prep, whatever it is that you recognize that helps you function most effectively and happily day to day. Step four is to filter the people you spend time with. Now that might sound a little bit tough or harsh. However, from a self-care point of view, I imagine most of us are pretty clear that there are some people we just feel amazing after spending time with. And the reverse is also true. So this is an opportunity to have a little bit of volition so far as who you choose to spend time with. Step five, the C is to create a not to-do list. So I think a part of self-care is to not overload yourself and to get better at saying no to things so that you have the energy and the time and the capacity to say yes to all the things that you want to say yes to. So be disciplined with that not to-do list, because that will allow you more room and space for the to-do list. Step six is a 24-hour digital detox. And my goodness, I need to get better at this. I was amazing at it for a period of time, and it really is helpful where you choose 24 hours in your week and you literally do not look at your email or social media or anything like that. Perhaps you download a couple of amazing podcasts, Anna, and you listen to them during that time. However, you're not mindlessly surfing the net or exposing yourself to social media. And that is one rejuvenating 24-hour period each week. Highly recommended.
We did this, Kate, for a year. I remember a couple of years back.
Oh, amazing.
And I was working full-time then. So I took Sundays off, just made Sundays a day of real Sabbath, going to church, but then spending time with the family, playing my guitar, things like that. I literally didn't think of work or go on the internet. And it was wonderful because Monday comes and you feel so much more rejuvenized. And I feel like that week went much better. I was able to then focus more on the challenges at work and get things done in a much more effective and faster way. So I definitely stand behind taking at least one day in the week. It may not be Sunday. It could be some other day, right? For some people who work shifts or work a few days in a stretch and then they get a day off. Like just taking some time off. I think we as a society now are just so glued to the screens, glued to social media, that our brains also need a chance to rest and unwind. And that can only help our bodies moving forward.
100%. I completely agree. Step seven is probably my favorite. And R is the realistic expectations of you and the people you love. So this step acknowledges that potentially your relationships with loved ones are going to be the most fraught aspect of any big lifestyle change, particularly if it involves the way that you eat. And so this step recognizes that you might have to lower the bar so far as your expectations, to raise your chance of success. We can't judge everyone by looking to see them respond in exactly the same way that we did. I went vegan basically overnight, and not many people are going to do that, and that is okay, and your relationships with loved ones are super important. So sometimes you have to get better at meeting them where than expecting them to be where you're at. And that was a slow learnt, I would even say ongoing learning for me. Step eight is easy 5-minute fixes. So sometimes we just want it to be really fast and easy. And there are things that you can do that take 5 minutes only that are really impactful so far as your self-care. It might be a 5-minute workout. Obviously, I'm going to say that as a personal trainer, just start with 5 minutes. It might be 5 minutes of gratitude or meditation or sending appreciative text messages to people you love. It might even be 5 minutes of throwing out some of the refined crapola that still might be living in your fridge, freezer, or pantry. So those are the 8 steps that I really recommend. And I'd recommend that as a listener, if there's one that jumps out at you, perhaps take it for a trial run and see how it works for you.
Thanks for sharing this, Kate. I think it's very well said about lowering the bar and meeting people where they are at. We do have these big expectations, and it comes out of love because we care for our spouse or our loved ones who has many health issues, and we want them to get better. And we see the benefits of plant-based eating in our own health. So out of love, we sometimes unnecessarily put a lot more pressure on the other person and want them to come along at the same pace that we are in. When actually, if we slow down a little bit and use other strategies to help integrate whole plant-based foods into the meals, they actually may come on board much faster than we realize. So I agree, leading with love, you know, instead of truth, but just leading with love first and meeting them and building that connection can make them more open to change in the long run. And I love your easy 5-minute fixes. Definitely 5 minutes seems more achievable for many people. And I think just thinking of it in those small increments can make them feel like they're taking a small positive step forward in their health, whether it be the workout or, like you say, cleaning out your pantry of some items that shouldn't be there and maybe giving them away to a neighbor. But at least you're doing something for yourself and for your health as well. What would a 5-minute workout look like?
Do you know, during COVID lockdown round 1, when we were all isolated at home here in Australia for a lot of weeks, I developed what I called fab food finishes because I just wanted to make it all a bit fun. And they were body weight workouts where, so for example, one might be kale, and I probably won't remember it off the top of my mind, but the K in kale would be for kicks, and the A might be for an alternating reverse lunge, and the L might be for a low sumo in-out jump squat, and the E might be for an elbows and toes plank. And you might do 10 repetitions of each move circuit style or 30 seconds of each move circuit style. And I just wanted to make it really fun. I've got like a couple of dozen fab food finishes. However, you can make it work with whatever you've got. A lot of us during COVID just had body weight, but many of our listeners might have access to a gym or to dumbbells or kettlebells. Whatever you've got, wherever you start, wherever you are, just make a start, even if it's a 5-minute walk counts.
Those are great ideas and suggestions. And I agree, it really depends on where this person is at, whether they have an established exercise routine or not. And they're just really beginning to start moving their bodies. In that case, yeah, a small 5-minute walk could already be a big step forward in her health. So you can always build on that. Think of these as small building blocks towards the best health. Thanks for these ideas, Kate. I want to make sure that we talk about your plant positive journal. Can you tell us a little bit about what's inside this journal and how it can benefit others?
Thank you so much, Annette. The Plant Positive Journal, it's like my little vegan Trojan horse planting plant-based seeds all around the world. It is a step-by-step guide to mastering both your time and your mind while adopting a healthy plant-based lifestyle. So yes, it's a beautiful daily planner. However, also every single month there's an overarching focus, which is probably more on the mindset side of adopting the best eating and exercising habits. Aligned with each monthly focus, there's a weekly action. So it's a very actionable planner for the people that are up for that. And you know, I developed it because I was very much in the process of using a beautiful gratitude diary, and I use it to plan my day to come the night before and tick the little boxes and feel like I'm achieving a lot. And the gratitude diary was stunning. However, it wasn't vegan. And I wanted to put something out into the world that was so beautiful that people would want to use it. And then bit by bit, while they were using it to plan their day and week and life, they would see, hey, there are beautiful plant-based recipes here. Wow, there's a little bit of information about animal agriculture and such. And there are all these weekly actions that will help me adopt a more healthy lifestyle. So that's the Plant Positive Journal. It's available in printed format, shipping pretty much all around the world, and also as an editable PDF because shipping is quite brutal from Australia. So super proud of it. And yeah, thank you so much for asking about it.
That's wonderful. It really sounds like there's so much packed inside this journal. And I love that there are two options. You can either get the hardcover or you can get the editable PDF versions. It sounds like there's a lot more insight in terms of recipes and even exercise suggestions. Is that right?
100%. I packed so much into this thing. It weighs nearly a kilo. It is a big, beautiful beast. So there are recipes every single month. There are bodyweight exercise workouts. Every Sunday, there is a Sunday self-care suggestion. Every Monday, there's a motivational quote, as well as those, I guess, 52 weekly actions that, not to be overwhelmed by, you can take as many as you want or as little as you want. You can use it just as a way to plan your day to come. Yeah, so much packed into this, and beautiful artwork every single month as well, which, again, just to make it easy to use. I want people to scribble all over it and use it every single day, the printed version, as I do mine.
Wow, there's definitely so much in there. And I love that you've provided some recipes in there for those who want to either get started trying some different plant-based dishes or just need new ideas, new inspiration for that. And those exercise suggestions would be great for those who are needing more in that area to help build up their bodies as well. I think this would actually make a great gift for those who are wanting to maybe give it to someone to help them build that plant positive mindset and to get them more motivated and inspired in this journey.
And I should say too, it's non-dated. I didn't want the product to ever be wasted because it was bought at the wrong time of year. And my approach as a personal trainer as well is that if there's something important to do, start tomorrow or start today. Don't start next year or on the first of the month. Whenever it's important, I want people to be able to take that first step the very next day.
Well, it really sounds like this journal has been a labor of love and you've put so much time and attention into it. Can you remind us how to get a hold of this journal and how we can best connect with you too?
Thank you so much, Anna. It was definitely a venture of the heart. So I'll be producing a new one next year as well. The best way to find the journal or to connect with me or to check out the Healthification podcast, which is my podcast, is just via strongbodygreenplanet.com. I'm linked up to everything via that main website and also via Strong Body Green Planet across the socials, where I'm pretty active and certainly often sharing the journal.
That's great. And I'll definitely put the links to these in the show notes for this episode. If you're interested to find out more about this Plant Positive Journal or want to connect more with Kate, please see the links in the show notes. So thank you, Kate, for sharing such great insights with your self-care acronym and for also providing tips on how to build that plant power mindset through your Plant Positive Journal. It really sounds like a wonderful resource that can help many. I really appreciate having you here with us today. So thank you for coming on.
Anna, thank you so much for having me on the show and huge gratitude for everything that you are doing to help individuals live a plant-powered life as well. Much gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Plant-Based Eating Made Easy podcast. If this podcast has helped you, please take a moment to rate and leave a written review on the Apple Podcast app or on iTunes. Knowing how this podcast has made a difference in your life never fails to light me up. I may also select your review to be read on the show. Remember that moving to plant-based eating can be simple and doable, even with your existing health challenges and busy lifestyle. If you have a plant-based diet question you'll like me to answer on this show, share that question with me using the contact options in the show notes. Thanks for joining me today, and I can't wait to connect with you again in the next episode. Until next time, keep plant-focused and thriving, my friend.